Justice Department prosecutors are increasing the pressure on indicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Early next month, Abramoff is due to stand trial on federal fraud and conspiracy charges. Under similar pressure yesterday, his co-defendant pleaded guilty and agreed to help prosecutors. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Adam Kadan pleaded in federal court in Miami, but the development is likely to make some people in Washington extremely nervous. That's because not even a month ago, another close associate of Jack Abramoff's did exactly the same thing, agree to cooperate with prosecutors in building their investigation of Abramoff and his lobbying activities. Washington consultant Michael Scanlon admitted that he and Abramoff conspired to defraud Indian tribes they lobbied for and conspired to bribe public officials. Outside the Miami courthouse yesterday, Kadan's defense attorney, Joseph Conway, didn't try to ease anyone's anxieties.
Mr. Kadan is committed to assisting both federal and state authorities in any pending or future cases that they might pursue.
Kadan pleaded guilty to charges arising from a business deal in 2000. Kadan and Abramoff, old college buddies, bought the Sun Cruise Casino's fleet of gambling boats in Florida. According to the government, and now according to Kadan, they lied to their lenders, defrauding the lenders on loans totaling $60 million. Abramoff's lawyers had no comment on Kadan's plea. But Mark Elias, a Washington lawyer specializing in ethics cases, said the plea might lead the defense to try to push back Abramoff's trial, now set for January 9th.
But there is no question that whenever that trial begins, this is going to be a powerful blowtorch in turning up the heat on Abramoff.
And Kadan's plea, along with the one from Scanlon, may induce Abramoff, the father of five, to consider his own deal with the Justice Department's Public Integrity Section, which is leading this investigation. If Abramoff were to talk, the people he could talk about would be members of Congress, congressional staff members, and perhaps other government officials. Again, ethics lawyer Mark Elias.
Anytime the Department of Justice, and in particular the Public Integrity Section, has the ability to move up the food chain from associates of lobbyists to lobbyists and from lobbyists to public elected officials, they do. I mean, the Public Integrity Section doesn't exist to pursue lobbyists.
One congressman, Ohio Republican Bob Ney, has a connection to the Sun Cruise deal. When Abramoff and Kadan were negotiating the deal, Michael Scanlon gave Ney's office two statements to insert in the congressional record. Ney did so. He criticized the former Sun Cruise owner, Miami entrepreneur Gus Boulos, and a few months later he praised the new owner, Adam Kadan. Last night, Ney denied any wrongdoing. Responding to Kadan's plea bargain, he issued a statement saying, quote, "If Mr. Kadan conspired to commit crimes with others, I have no knowledge of that, and I was certainly never part of any criminal activity," unquote. But Scanlon's plea agreement cites the congressional record statements, along with gifts and favors that Abramoff gave Ney, as part of the conspiracy to commit bribery. A darker element in the Sun Cruise case is also affected by Kadan's plea. After Kadan and Abramoff bought Sun Cruise, and before the deal fell apart a short time later, the former owner, Gus Boulos, was killed in a mob-style hit. Fort Lauderdale police recently arrested three men. One of them is a longtime acquaintance of Kadan's. But yesterday, Kadan's lawyer, Joseph Conway, said Kadan has agreed to cooperate in that case, too.
Mr. Kadan has no knowledge or had no knowledge of the murder. He had no participation in the murder of Mr. Boulos, and he stands ready to assist state authorities in their prosecution of that case.
It's not clear how much Kadan knows about either Boulos' death or Abramoff's lobbying. He attended Washington events with Abramoff, and congressional staffers were known to come down for jaunts on Sun Cruise boats. Conway predicted brighter days ahead for his client.
I think Mr. Kadan is happy as to where the proceedings are going at this point.
But it could be quite the opposite for some people here in the nation's capital. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.